Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Even though he may get mad at me for saying this on the radio, I don't care. My little victory is, for the second week in a row, I have left the house and my son has already been in the shower getting ready. On his own.
Let's go.
Do you know how many years I fought with these boys to get in the shower and take care of themselves?
Long time.
The fact that Owen is now in eighth grade and every day this year he has gotten up and showered in the morning before school. I don't know if it was peer pressure. I don't know if somebody told him he stinks.
Maybe he realized he stinks.
Maybe he's into it now, but I'm into it because I have spent 13 years screaming at these boys to get in the shower. So the fact that they're doing it on their own,
woo-wee. That's a young man now. He ain't a little boy. That's a young man now.
Parent wins. He showered
victory.
On his own. He was in the shower when I left. Hallelujah, dude. I didn't have to say a word.
That's what's up. No, that's what's up.
Oh,
I like
that.
He
worked so hard just to get him to take care of themselves. That's such a little victory.
Well, meanwhile, we're fighting our kids to get out of the shower because they love the water and bath time. Now we're like, no. We got to go in the morning. Come on, puppy. Please, get out.
Sounds like Hudson.
Get out. That was Sammy this morning, bro. We're like, please get out of the shower.
Like,
we got to go.
Owen was singing. I could hear him in there singing.
Oh, so the singing don't stop.
Yeah, no, he was like, he was humming away.
Tra-la-la, I'm a now a 6'9 grown man child.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I had a bright spot in this morning the second
what?
I walked in. And this is your kids are surrounding this whole little victories because your kid, your other young man,
Hudson,
recent birthday boy, Hud, dropped me off a little gift through you, obviously.
Yeah,
you know,
he did.
You came,
he wanted
to
make sure you had that.
A little Lego Spider-Man figurine, even though he only gave it to me because it's got crutches.
He said, he spent all his birthday money at the Lego store at Mayfair.
All of it.
You know how much that was. It was a lot.
He got some bread.
He got some bread from his dad. And so he spent all of it at the Lego store. And then he goes, I want you to give this one to DZ because he's on crutches. And I go, that's so nice.
What a backhanded compliment. We love you, buddy.
He didn't give me one.
You ain't gonna... Well, dang, I feel special.
He gave you one, though, so there's your little victory.
I got some of that birthday bread and a little Lego dude. Thank you,
Hud. My kids are nice. Look at us.
Look at us. Look at you.
Look at us.
Look
Our
at them.
Kids like to shower and they're nice. We made it in life.
They shower and they share.
We won half
the battle.
We did it.
Little victories, big victories, baby.
Parents of the year. The question of the day is coming up next, by the way. And we have tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America today. Yes. Hold on. Those are on the way, too. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Before we get into our weekends and everything that happened, pull up Mary-Kate in Muskego. She wants to give a shout out, and I am going to receive it on a Monday morning.
Whoa.
Hi, Mary-Kate.
Hi, good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Who is it you want to shout out?
I want to shout out all the senior living workers out there, everybody from nurses, CNAs, housekeeping, dietary, all come through and work hard for our seniors out there. I'm actually an activity director.
Oh,
shout out to all activity directors.
Wait, you do the activities at an old people home? No way.
Yeah, she's the one bringing the Zumba teachers in.
Call us. We'll come make, we'll do an activity.
What activity would we do at the elderly home?
I don't know.
If you guys want to, you know, come do a talk or do some kind of something, I'll talk to you off the air. No,
why
okay.
did I volunteer for that? Never mind.
What activity could we possibly entertain them with?
Well, hey, I don't know. You guys can join in for exercise one day. Or we have happy hours every week. Come and join us for our happy hours.
Okay. All right. We'll talk.
Oh, you forgot old people still like to drink.
They get down.
Mary-Kate,
we have fun.
Thanks for shouting out everybody who's working hard in all of those homes. Because somebody's
got
to take care of our elderly, that's for sure.
I love it. It fills my cup.
I love me a shout out, but why are we shouting out? What's going on? Is there like a special time?
It's their week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this week is actually National Assisted Living Week, the 7th through the 13th. This week at work, we're having fun theme days. Today is actually flannels and hiking gear, so I'm going to dress up in flannels. I've got my walking stick.
Paul Bunyan's already.
And you asked what we would do there, as if there's not activities for us. Mary-Kate, you know what? Yeah. Shout out to everyone you work with. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for calling, girlfriend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Bye.
You too, bye.
Who knew? It was Assisted People's Living People's Week, or
not
whatever
me.
She said.
Not
ready for the question of the day? Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about our weekends, and mine was mostly spent with my children at Mayfair Mall, while Hudson spent all of his birthday money at the Lego store. Let me tell you.
Vibin'.
And while he did that, do you know what Owen and I did? Core memory unlocked. We sat at the food court. I gave him money and we both went and got whatever we wanted and had lunch together. That's a core memory. When I was a kid, my dad used to take us to food courts all the time, especially when we traveled. We would stop at malls and he'd be like, here's $5 because you could eat with $5
then. Oh, yeah, back in the day.
My sisters and I, we'd all get $5
whole
and we'd
meal.
Get to walk around and pick out what we wanted. It was so exciting. And so that was like a core memory. And
yeah.
I was sharing that with Owen this weekend while Hudson blew all his money.
He was out there
by the way,
out at the
as
Lego
Hudson
store.
Blew all his money and I said, don't you want to eat with us? He goes, no, I just want to go to the Lego store. So we ate our food. I got bourbon chicken.
Yum.
Owen got pizza. And I taught him about bourbon chicken at the food court. And then Hudson came back and goes, no, it was not. It was Rocky Rococo.
Rococo. Hey,
Rococo's
or Sbarro's?
There's no Sbarro at Mayfair Mall anymore. It's Rocky Rococo and there's one other pizza place across the way. I can't think of what it's called. Yeah. But it was funny because Hudson came at the end and goes, I want to eat now. And I go,
Oh,
no, we're done.
Oh, do you birthday bread over there?
Get it to go, my guy.
Eat one of them presents.
Exactly. We already ate and we're leaving.
Big spender out there, big shopping spree.
So Mayfair Mall got a lot of our time and money this weekend, but I hadn't been there in a minute and it was busy. Man, I forget how busy these malls are, man. And wait till the holidays start ramping up.
I was
going to
say, it is literally just the beginning of the busy season for the shopping, in-store stuff. Yeah.
It is nice, though, I will say, to see malls still thriving, because a lot of them are not, let's be real.
True.
And so to go into Mayfair and see how, it was busy. I mean,
it was bumping?
It was hard to even get a table. I know it was a Saturday, but it was busy. And so I thought, you know, there's plenty of stores in this mall. There is plenty of shopping to be done here.
And malls are big enough, food courts in particular, to where even if it's busy, you could find a place, man. And I've been to malls in recent times where you go in and go, dang, this one ain't as popping as it used to be.
Mayfair was busy.
It's popping. Love to hear it.
So I was happy for them for that. What's up? How was your weekend?
Our weekend was pretty chill. I mean, we bopped around and did a few activities, but it was nice and low key. We had a rite of passage moment for our boys this weekend.
What's that?
Speaking of things we ain't done in a really long time, you over at Mayfair.
Yeah.
We hit up Siete Millas.
What's that?
7 Mile Fair.
I saw you guys there.
7 Mile Fair.
Didn't your parents used to like sell stuff at 7 Mile Fair or something?
I grew up at 7 Mile Fair.
No way. Yeah. That's amazing.
Rite of passage indeed. I guarantee you I saw people that I recognized. They didn't recognize me. Good.
You're like, I remember that guy.
Now I remember every corner of that place. It was like clockwork. The second I walked in, my wife was like, oh, where are we going to go, to an ATM or a bathroom? And I went here. Pew, yeah. Pew, 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 pew. I ran through that mug.
I haven't been to 7 Mile Fair in years, but I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know I like a deal.
Listen,
I love a good flea market. I'm not going
to
lie.
Pulled up and it was like, we've got no reason to buy anything.
Yeah.
But we're going to buy something.
Hell
and
yeah.
Naturally.
Isn't it cheap?
Naturally. You know? We walked out with like $50 worth of stuff and it was probably $100 when you sell it for real.
Exactly. Oh, that's why I love 7 Mile Fair.
We just bought the kids toys and little ponchos, like the thick wool.
Nice.
Should have bought our own.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, you can always go back. 7 Mile Fair is still going to be there. That's the good news.
Every weekend, baby. Every weekend. It was a rite of passage because, you know, them boys needed to experience what it is to pull through Siete Millas.
Oh, I love that. Well, what did you guys do this weekend? 414-533-1037. We're going to go to the phones for sure. And I'm going to read some of these texts. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, it used to be called the Villa, which is similar to Sparrow. I think that is the other pizza place at Mayfair. They're trying
across.
To tell me across.
Got it.
Somebody said RIP Regency Mall. I remember Regency Mall, and that's in Racine, right?
So many different
malls. I've been there.
Northridge, bruh. Regency.
I've been to Regency and Racine. I remember that mall.
Yeah.
Sherry in Caledonia said, went to the Franksville Food Truck Festival on Saturday.
Look
Tons of bounce houses and food trucks. Nice.
Okay, shout out you.
Awesome. All right. Well, hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. It's your girl, OG.
Oh, I know that voice.
It's OG Lori at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer.
Uepa.
Buenos dias, Lori. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Oh, yeah. Monday.
I was up in her neck of the woods, too, over the weekend, technically.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to yell at both of you. You guys just go to Mayfair Mall and you don't come by my house.
I forgot you're in Brown Deer. My bad.
I was at the Milwaukee Vet Clinic picking up pills for our cat. I'm sorry.
I was in Tosa, not Brown Deer.
I'm sorry. I was
bad.
In Butler, technically. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Lori.
And I even baked cookies yesterday.
Now I feel bad.
What did you do besides the fact that we didn't come see you? Sorry, Lori.
I went to my granddaughter's very first volleyball game of the year, and her team, shout out to the ladies, they won all six games.
Ooh, nice.
Swept.
Champions. Nice. Volleyball's a hot sport
fifth
right
grade
now.
Grade volleyball. Some of them girls got wicked serves,
dude,
let me tell you.
My neighbor's daughters play volleyball, and my neighbor, he's like, dude, it's so exciting to watch, especially as they're getting better and better. And
bigger
they're good.
And better,
and
yeah.
He's like, I'm really in. He's like, I'm learning about volleyball. I'm into it.
Now it's competitive.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a hot sport right
mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Beach volleyball, floor volleyball. Yeah, indoor, outdoor. It's
crazy. Would have been the highlight of, you know, it was the highlight of my weekend because then some dummy just, you know, hit my car on the way home. I got a nice dent in my side panel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you're not having the best month. You know what?
Back to volleyball, Lori.
Lori, I'm glad you had
something
positive.
Volleyball is great.
Good. Well, thanks for calling. You know we love you so much, Lori.
Love you guys, too. You too.
Bye. Much love.
We're just going to keep taking calls at 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in, sign your names. They said, I was helping my son sell Boy Scout popcorn all week and clean the house. Oh, okay.
Nice.
That sounds fun. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
Hey there, hey my friend.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi, Saucy Good Sandra.
Morning.
What's
yes.
going on?
All these recognizable voices.
I just realized something I forgot to tell you guys. I don't know if I can tell it on the air, but
what?
Now that Saucy's on here, I should tell you because she's sick in the head like me.
What?
Okay, so somebody texted in and said, we went to Fujiyama in Stalas for hibachi for my friend's birthday on Saturday.
Love hibachi.
And we went to Taste of Italy at the Italian Community Center yesterday, and that's Natalie in Menominee Falls. And then they went to see Hot Rods at the Hampton Car Show.
Dang, he was just everywhere.
And then they watched football. But the reason I wanted to tell you guys this, they said Fujiyama in Stalas. Okay, yeah. I met my friend for lunch on Friday at Fujiyama, my friend Callie.
In Stalas.
She abruptly lost her dog this week, and she walked in, and she was carrying a bag. And I go, hi, and she goes, I brought Wally.
No.
Aww.
No.
She goes, I had to pick him up at the vet, and he ate lunch with us.
Y'all just left Wally on the y'all just gave him a seat?
He was next to us in the booth, and nobody knew, and I couldn't, we were crying laughing. I go, I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing, but I can't believe your dead dog's sitting at the table with us.
Why didn't she leave it in the car?
That's what I said. She said, I didn't want to leave him in the car.
Okay.
It was in a box in a bag. It was sanitary. It was not touching anything, but she brought her dog to lunch.
It's not that it's unsanitary. It's the fact that it was unnecessary. You could have left it in the car.
She said she didn't want to leave him in the car.
I'm not looking to disrespect your friend.
You know her.
That's okay. I know the homie. It's the homie, but I'm like, you didn't have to.
I was traumatized. Anyway, what'd you do, Saucy?
Well, I went to Ronnie's football game. And they blew the other team out of the water, 42-13.
Oh, I don't want to be mean because they're kids, but damn, okay.
Dang, right?
They mollywopped them.
Start of the season. Mollywomped is right. That's the start of the season.
Nice.
It shall be another positive, undefeated season this year.
Well, I can't wait. Ronnie's got that anger in him, and we've heard him on the air.
Right,
he'll do great.
Well,
I hope he keeps winning. Cammie in Milwaukee texted in. They said they went apple and sunflower picking at Bassey's Farm in Colgate. Ah, it's that time of season, ain't it?
It is apple hauler season.
It is that time. All right, Saucy. Well, shout out to Ronnie for winning.
I want
to
catch a game.
You betcha.
Bye.
Much love.
Much love. Bye, Sauce.
Wow. A lot of people doing a lot of things this weekend. Sorry, I had to tell you the hibachi story.
Dude, like...
The workers must have thought we were laughing at them because we were crying. I'm like, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at the fact that her dog is in a bag next to us at the table.
Y'all don't even know. Wally's just cooling.
That's a real story. Wow. Wally had lunch with us.
Okay. Listen, I'm not... Hey, whatever you gotta do.
We all grieve differently, DZ.
And that's why I'm not trying to say nothing.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today, what is the problem? Because you usually give pretty good... Your advice is getting better. Let me just be positive on a Monday morning.
50-50.
It's involving a neighbor bringing gifts.
Yeah.
But hold on, we like gifts. I don't know what the problem is.
Hold on.
You brought me gifts? Great.
If you got something in your life, man, feel free to send them my way. DZ@1037kissfm.com. Slide into that email, bro, and let me know. I can help you out. We can help you out.
Yes.
You know,
because
Ali also gives good advice.
Not really. I just tell you what I think.
DZ, the two letters at 1037.
I just said it's my opinion, okay?
All right. Fair enough. Touche. But this one is neighbors. It's about giving gifts. And dog, I just know this lady in my soul. But listen, Allie and DZ, I got a tricky situation with our sweet elderly neighbor. She lives right next door in our townhouse subdivision. And ever since we moved in this summer, she's been an absolute joy.
Aw.
She's always checking in, saying hello, chatting, which we really appreciate. We also figured out that she lives alone, which we think that plays a big part and reason for her kindness. Here's the thing, though. Every single time she comes over, she brings a gift. And it's not just your occasional plate of cookies, which would be awesome. Instead, it's a constant flow of stuff. Thoughtful gifts, bags of groceries, random picture frames, tons of trinkets, and honestly, you name it, she's probably tried to give it to us. Mm. Most recently, she tried to give us some wine glasses that looked super expensive, almost like valuable antiques.
Dang.
The truth is, we can't just keep taking all her things.
Why not?
Our house is getting cluttered, and we're starting to feel swamped.
Sounds fine to me.
By how generous she is.
Have a yard sale. No, I'm just kidding.
With her stuff? Bruh. Hey, that's a solution,
I'm
though.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Says, the biggest problem, though, is how guilty we would feel thinking to tell her no. She's quite literally the cutest, sweetest old lady in the world, and the last thing we want to do is hurt her feelings or make her feel rejected. My fiance and I are totally stumped on what to do without offending her. We're especially struggling with the baby toy she keeps trying to give us because we don't have kids yet.
She's lonely. Aww.
We desperately need your advice on how to handle this gracefully. Ooh, I like the word gracefully. What can we do or say to gently turn down her gifts or without making her upset?
At least she's nice. You know, my old lady neighbor loves to come over and tell me what I'm doing wrong.
And just walk up
and
in your spot.
And then I got an attitude with her and something changed. I'm telling you, like, I don't know if I stood up to her or I got really bitchy one day.
You showed her some face.
And she's been soup. And then she gave me a dress. She's been giving me, like, coming over. It's really weird.
Well, you getting swooned by your neighbor now?
Yeah, I don't know if I, this is not really about me, but it's funny because I don't know if I told you. Like, I feel like she's trying now that I snapped on her.
Trying to be nice?
So I know this is the opposite where your neighbor's being too nice. But
overly
I wish this was the original problem I had, if you want me to be quite honest. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I mean, a nice neighbor is better than a mean neighbor, mm-hmm. for sure. It makes it
because
a lot more palatable.
I snapped on her. She kept telling me everything I was doing wrong. Like, there's weeds. There's this. Your driveway looks bad. She would always insult me, right?
Yeah, she was trying to tell you about your life.
And then I kind of got rude one day with her. And you know, when Allie turns on you, it's a whole new person.
Said rude Allie's different than nice Allie.
I'm scary, okay? I'll admit it. And so now she's like, here's a dress. Here, I have some yard stuff for you. Now she's coming over all the time being very nice. And I thought maybe all I had to do was snap on her.
You had to check her, right?
Kind of. I think so.
They don't have to check this lady.
No, but they need to check her the other way. Like, so now she is bringing me stuff, right? And I'm like, stop!
Now you're like, stop. Okay, this was so nice.
In some ways, it is similar, but it's not,
it's
right?
It's not. Yeah.
But this is like, this woman's giving them baby toys and they don't even have kids?
You've got whole things of groceries. And dude, we kind of go through a little bit of a similar scenario to this.
Yeah.
Our neighbors to the right of us will randomly give us things. Now, they don't give us a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. but maybe 2-3 weeks ago, they gave the boys binoculars. I thought that was such a great practical gift. They didn't go buy these things. They were stuff from their kids' childhood that they had sitting in some tote.
Yeah.
So they just handed it off. We got kids. Our kids are using these binoculars every single day now. Mwah. Thank you, Nick and Diane.
Yep.
We'll take the gifts. We've got neighbors across the way bringing us hot peppers and tomatoes. Shout out Dave,
because
now we're making salsa. We got a salsa war going on with this man. We like this.
Yes.
Do I love it? No. But
it has to be going both ways.
It's got to be going both ways. Right now, we got a both-way situation going, right?
Yes.
They don't.
It's just this old lady's bringing stuff and making it awkward for everybody.
Bring it both ways.
What do you mean?
Okay, so here it is.
Start giving stuff back to her, and then you're going to encourage it, and it's never going to end.
It's never going to end, but we don't know what point of life this elderly lady is, how elderly or where she's at. She might be decluttering because she knows the end is near. Didn't want to say that, but I had no. I'm just got to be honest, bro. I just got to be morbid in that regard and say maybe she is trying to get rid of those things so it's less clutter for whoever got to deal with it when it's no longer her dealing with it.
414-533-1037. What is your advice for her? Somebody texted in, start going over to her house.
Mm-hmm. You go over to her house. Start hanging out with her, bringing her things. When she bakes cookies, you bake cookies back. If she brings you groceries, you cook her a meal groceries. You got to invest back because she's investing in you. She's lovely. She's the sweetest old lady.
Yeah,
you better treat her like
you better assume you have time to do those things. I'm glad she has time to bake cookies and go through her stuff.
They don't got no kids.
Come on. I can barely spring clean or fall clean.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
They need to show some appreciation back. And then maybe she'll slow down. I'm not telling you to get aggressive back and start, giving her all the gifts that she's been giving you. Don't buy things and give her things.
Mm-hmm.
But show your appreciation rather than her maybe just feeling like she's giving you things and offloading. Because part of it is you're taking and not giving back.
That's why it feels exhausting kind of thing.
It feels one-sided. You're always opening the door and going,
thank you.
Thank you, neighbor Jackie or whatever.
Autumn in Kenosha texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, suggest and help her set up a rummage sale.
Ooh.
I mean, you could.
She could say, hey, neighbor Jackie, you got a lot of things.
It's like, hey, your stuff is so, we don't want your stuff. Let's sell it for nothing.
We're thinking about having a rummage sale. We got so much in our house now. Maybe you want to join up and do a rummage sale. Ooh, a little fall rummage sale?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
The phones are ringing. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
He's not going to make it worse today. We're not going to do that, but
no.
I don't
no.
think.
No,
but
hopefully not.
Basically, this neighbor, this really nice old lady, keeps bringing gifts over to this couple, and they don't know what to do anymore. It's like nonstop.
It's not just cookies. It's elevated to random picture frames, mm-hmm. trinkets and toys, glasses, baby things that they don't have a baby for.
Anna in Germantown texted into 414-533-1037. She said, I would use an abundance of caution accepting her gifts. How do we know that she doesn't have some vindictive family behind her that will eventually be looking for certain items?
Or I didn't think about that at all.
Or maybe that's why she's getting them. She's keeping these things from someone.
I didn't think
maybe
about that at
all. Maybe personal experience has me biased, but Anna, that's her stuff.
She doesn't have to give it to anyone
but who she wants to. If it's her, she doesn't have to hand it down to people.
Now, if family comes through, because she lives alone, right?
Yeah.
You've only been living there. They said they moved in this summer. So maybe she has family in a different state, but clearly not family that comes by, lives alone. So I'm assuming anybody that's in her life isn't immediately checking. That stuff is free game for whoever she wants to give it to. Don't mean there aren't going to be vindictive little relatives coming through going, where's the wine set? Where's the expensive wine set Nana had?
Where did it go?
Where did it go?
I can see it through the window at the neighbor's house.
Whoa, I ain't even go there, but dang.
Well, Carol's in Racine, and she wants to chime in. She's like, put me on, coach.
You in, player?
Hi, Carol. Morning. You said, explain it over dinner. What's your thought here?
Yeah, I think she's really old. And I had an aunt like that who would always try to give me stuff when I was there. And I know she had family, and I didn't need anything. But I think they should explain over dinner that when she comes over, they would, like, maybe suggest, like, just flowers or something and say, we don't really need anything, and have that conversation and tell her that she is the gift and her time.
Aww.
And explain it to her, like, nicely and say, we don't need anything from you, just your time.
And because it could be her mentally going, they don't want to spend time with an old folk like
yeah.
me. Let me bring something so they
yeah,
I show.
Well, she's yeah, it. She's trying to make friends because she's lonely or whatever.
And
right?
going, I'm the old lady.
Yeah, and that's her love language where she's going,
gifts.
Here, I want to, you know, show you that I care about you. And
some people are so old school, they never show up anywhere empty-handed, ever.
Everybody has a different
exactly.
love language. You know what? I was playing, you know what song I played for Hudson this weekend?
What?
Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I love you. And as I'm singing it to him and he's rolling his eyes, I'm like, see? He just called to say how much he cared.
It was all
about one little phone call. He just called to say I love you, man. This, you understand? And I'm like preaching about this song, and I'm like, it's a love language, Hudson.
And how are you gonna reject this sweet old lady's love language? All you gotta do is take the glasses, take the cookies, whether
yeah.
you eat them or not. You could trash them and she'll never
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reject
yeah.
this lady's love.
No,
then that's why I think they need to sit down and explain it to her and say, you know, we don't have a kid, but if we do, you'll be the first to know.
She just showed
like
up
that,
to say
you know?
How much she cares, okay? Okay, she just showed up
exactly.
to give you some
they
stuff.
They should have an agreement and be like, listen, we're going to
yeah.
adopt you as our adoptive grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Stop bringing
yeah.
stuff over. We will just assume responsibility when you pass
yeah.
at your house. Keep all our stuff at your house. How about that?
Carol, I have to tell you, it's you know who you sound like, Carol? Tanya and Kenosha. You guys sound so similar. I was listening
really?
To her
I was,
voice.
Yeah. I called before and I said, you better not have a limp.
She reminds
me. It was about a family fighting over money.
Nice. Okay,
okay, so we've talked to you before.
We
Carol.
Have talked to you before. Well, keep
yes,
calling.
Yes.
Keep
Please
calling,
do.
Carol. We appreciate you. Have
okay.
a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Much love.
It's not often I'm listening to someone talk and I'm like, man, you sound like one of our regulars.
Yeah, I am pinpointed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, Kate the Great's on the phone and she says she has an amazing story for us, so we'll be the judge of that.
Speaking of regulars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Wait,
playing
that's
the wrong
not.
Song.
That, like, what are you doing? I was like,
wow.
It took me a second.
That is my song.
That is not.
Wow.
Not even close. Not even close. There we go. Now we're back. Chapel Rowan. There we go. Woof. Thank God.
I apologize, Kate the Great.
Kate called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, which is Chapel Rowan. DC.
Producer wouldn't have gotten that wrong.
We're flying by the seat of our pants over here, okay? You get what you get. You don't throw a fit.
Morning, Kate.
Hey,
right
Kate.
Song.
Hi,
hey,
guys.
Kate, what happened? You have a story for us? I got to hear this.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. So my daughter was 7, and she had a lemonade stand. And it was busy. People were excited. They stopped over. And an older gentleman who lives a few houses down had stopped by and got a couple lemonade.
and then proceeded to give Zoe and my daughter and two other friends $100 bills each. As like a tip. Here you go, right?
Whoa.
And then he said, it was great to see you. I'll be back.
I would have been like, stand's done. We're shutting up for the night. We're leaving.
You now own the stand, sir. Take it. Do what you want with it.
Have fun. I'm leaving.
Exactly.
I'm going. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So then he comes back a few hours later with an envelope and a letter, leaves it at my door, and then I go and get it, and there's $1,000 cash in it. And a letter. And it was saying, this is a gift to you. You don't have to repay me, blah, blah, blah. I called the police. Come over.
You're joking.
Check all the money, right? I said, I want to make sure this man is in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
I want to make sure he's healthy. I want to make sure that this is not a mistake.
He just gave you $1,300.
Right. The cops told me, when elderly people are getting to that stage, mm-hmm. they want to start giving everything they can to the people around them.
Wow. That gave me
chills.
There
is some truth to that elderly giving away.
Well, yeah,
you know,
you're like, if you feel like you're dying, you're like, take it. I don't care. I want to make people, because you want to make people happy. So you want to see some happiness.
Yeah.
You can't stop taking these gifts, especially after a story like that
oh
from
my
Kate
God.
The Great. Wait, what happened with the $1,000,
yeah.
Kate? Did you end up keeping it?
Did you keep it?
Oh, I kept that. I went on a trip to Florida.
Hell yeah!
Shout out to elderly neighbor, gang, gang.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, what's he up to? What's he up to nowadays?
Do you have his address?
I know, right? I check in. I should check in on him. No, but it was
Yeah, you should.
We're going to check in on him.
Yeah, we don't need you. We're good. Just drop the location.
Drop the location. We will check on our grandfather, okay?
You know you're really rich when you just wear $10 million worth of diamonds and don't even blink when you leave the house. 103.7 Kiss FM. I was talking about Mariah Carey.
Oh, more people were in diamonds?
Mariah Carey wore $10 million worth of diamonds for the VMAs last night, which I didn't even know the VMAs still existed. I'm not going to lie.
We found ourselves watching yesterday randomly.
Hudson turned to me and said, what are the VMAs? I swear to God, I go the Video Music Awards, and I go MTV. He goes, yeah, no.
Nothing. Moon Man Awards, they're a big deal.
That's YouTube, man. YouTube is their MTV. They don't even know.
They're worried about the Tubi Awards.
He's like, what? What are you talking about? Well, yeah, I saw that basically Mariah Carey had gotten her Vanguard Award and wore $10 million in diamonds to the Video Music Awards last night.
I thought you were talking about Paris Hilton's dress, which looked like it was $10 million in diamonds.
Oh, did it?
Everybody was flashy last night.
How did you even watch it? How do you watch MTV anymore? All I see are the clips on my algorithm on Instagram and Facebook. I'm like, how do you actually, I don't have cable.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have cable, right?
You gotta have cable
or an app.
We got YouTube TV.
So you have YouTube TV, then you can watch it. Yeah,
right? Because that acts as like a cable service, if you will. Or if you have one of the apps through Paramount, since the parent company of it, they pump it everywhere.
Well, I don't have Paramount, of course. That's like the one out of all of them I don't have is
the
Paramount.
One. Yeah.
Lady Gaga had the most nominations, 12 nominations. She was also the night's biggest winner. She took home 4 trophies.
It was the return of Gaga, apparently.
This is her year, I guess. Her and, you know, we've been playing her and Bruno Mars.
Which, speaking of, him and old girl from Blackpink.
Which one?
Petza, Rosé.
Oh, Rosé. I'm learning all the girls from Blackpink now, and Hudson's very proud of me. I learned there's a Lisa, there's a Jenny.
They won an award last night. She thanked Bruno as a mentor, as a big bro. But man, let me just tell you, Latino me went a little crazy at one point. Because J Balvin, y'all know I'm Colombian, and if you don't, soy Colombiano.
Mm-hmm. Si, señor.
J Balvin came out. He's from the same city I'm from Medellin, Colombia.
Okay.
And was like, yo, mi gente, what's
I'm
going on?
I'm embarrassed to admit I didn't know J Balvin was Colombian.
No?
I don't know if I realized that. I obviously knew he was Latino.
He's from up the street.
He is literally Colombian. And that's
We're
cool.
Neighbors.
Nice. Literally.
Like,
do you know his family?
Some of my family in Colombia know some of his family.
That's what I mean.
Seriously. We don't know each other directly.
Nice.
But we have family that knows each other
that's
for
cool.
sure. One of my dad's is very good friends, has been bodyguards for like Maluma, J
All
Balvin.
All I hear is we know J Balvin.
We know a lot of famous people.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anywho,
Got
back
it.
To it.
Yes.
He's on the screen, and I'm going, what's J Balvin doing on the screen? Then all of a sudden, he goes, now for the Latin Icon Award, first ever in MTV, Ricky Martin!
Ah, Ricky Martin!
Tan, 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 From the ceiling comes Ricky Martin.
I was in love with Ricky Martin. And I mean, this was when before he came out and before everyone knew.
So was Aaron's grandma.
No, my God, I was obsessed with Ricky Martin. Obsessed.
Who
my
wasn't?
My sister was, you wanted me to go back? Menudo, baby.
Menudo.
Sister was obsessed with Menudo because she's older than me. I was too little to like Menudo is what Ricky Martin, the boy band he was in.
I got a signed Menudo vinyl for your sister. She could have it.
Oh, she has a letter from
oh, never mind. I'll keep my vinyl.
My dad worked at a college. You know, he ran a grad program.
Yeah, yeah.
He somehow knew someone that knew one of the people in Menudo, and they wrote her a letter in like the 90s. I'm not even kidding. Penny has a letter somewhere from one of the guys in Menudo.
What?
I don't know how she got it.
Hey.
I'll find it. I'll ask her to get it out, but it's a real thing, and it might have been Ricky Martin. I can't remember.
It was Ricky Menudo.
But like, kids don't know who Ricky Martin is.
Dude is like 53, 54.
Oh my God. Yeah, they never heard of Menudo.
He looks great, though. By the way, Ricky Martin looks great.
Yeah, he's hot.
Busta Rhymes looks great.
Shut
also,
up. Busta Rhymes?
Busta Rhymes also got an Icon Award last night.
All the people?
Out of all the people. Brought Flip Mode on stage.
Stop.
I was in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, it's, get low, bus. And I was like, whoa, whoa. My body kicked into like old school mode. I was in the kitchen rapping lyrics that I had forgotten. I watched the VMAs, and I was surprisingly entertained.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're not award show people.
No, me and you, they're boring now.
I couldn't care less.
Shows have gotten really boring.
I could
that's why
not
nobody is.
Care less.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself standing going, wow, a lot of time has passed for a lot of these artists.
Mm.
Even seeing Ariana Grande on the screen, I was like, wow.
I saw she won Video of the Year for Brighter Days Ahead.
You'd think
she also won two other awards.
She cried.
Ariana?
Think she's like big used to all of this. She cried for a Moon Man. I went, whoa, this is big still.
In today's day and age, I think it still matters
to them.
People like you. You know what I mean? Because now, to be an Ariana Grande and now be surrounded by social media where everyone's a star, it's not as easy.
You're right.
It's not as easy to just be, you know, the one on top. You got a lot of competition out there. You know, you just do. And she's got Wicked and all that. And Wicked 2's coming out.
She's got a lot going on. Yeah.
I saw Sabrina Carpenter also took home 3 trophies. LL Cool J was the host.
Shout out LL. Ladies love Cool James. He was out there licking them lips. He was out there licking them lips.
I'm aging myself. You know what? Forget it.
He was out there when Busta Rhymes got the Rock the Bell Award, man.
Nice.
Like it was a cool experience to see. Also made me feel mad old.
Well,
Song
of the Year went to Rosé and Bruno Mars for APT.
Couldn't remember what they won. Yep.
Best New Artist, Alex Warren, who was here for Summerfest, and you know we play Ordinary on the show. Best Pop Artist was Sabrina Carpenter. Best Collaboration, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Die with a Smile, obviously. I don't know why I say obviously, because there was a lot of good people in that category.
The noms were crazy for
Kendrick
a lot of these things.
Kendrick and SZA were in that category, and Lady Gaga and Bruno still beat them.
Got
so nice. Well, I'm glad Doechii won. Oh, she won Best Hip Hop. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Received. All right. Very nice.
I'm not going to say I was 100% attentive the whole time.
Of these are ridiculous.
We're not award show people.
They
but
still
I
have an alternative
watching
category. They're trying to get rid of that category.
It's still the VMAs. Let's say that. It's still the
alternative's
VMAs.
Alternative's not a thing anymore.
And some of the things that you're like, okay, we don't need this award now.
Come on.
But
okay.
Overall,
but anyway.
Shout out to Moon Man. I want one.
Yeah. I want one too. Well, thanks for watching the VMAs since I did not.
You're welcome.
And recapping them. You ready for Am I the Jerk? And then after Am I the Jerk, we have got a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Great America for Fright Fest.
Ooh.
Got a very busy 30 minutes happening. You ready?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for talking to any guy I want when I'm with my guy friend? Well, yeah.
What?
I don't see the problem, but let's read it.
Wait, no.
Let's read it.
It doesn't make sense from the beginning. Am I the jerk for talking to any guy I want when I'm with my guy friend?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now
seems
I gotta listen.
Seems to be
listen
an issue. And she says, hola, Ali EDZ. Oh, she's writing in Espanol.
Huepa, buenos dias.
Ah, I actually understood.
Ali can read Spanish too.
Hey. She said, I recently started going out again, trying to put myself out there. I do have a guy friend who I go out with. I went out one night with family and gave a guy my number. I was pretty drunk, so I didn't remember who the guy was. I should have skipped that part. So I asked my brother if he remembered. And when I asked, my guy friend heard the name and immediately said, oh, no, not that guy. I'm forbidden to talk to that guy. And then he called me a bad friend for not acknowledging his feelings. I proceeded to tell him I'm free to talk to whoever I want and have my own opinion about anyone, but he was not happy about it. So am I the jerk for still talking to the guy I met? Oh, this already sounds icky. You see what's going on here?
He loves
you. He's in love with you. You have a good guy friend, and you're hitting on other guys in front of him, basically, or accepting advances from other guys in front of him, and he's going, you shouldn't do that. You're a bad friend. Why are you taking a guy's number in front of me?
Yep. She's just starting to get back into the field, right? Mm-hmm. This friend has probably been waiting in the wings since the last relationship. Mm-hmm. Friend zone situation, and he is trying to wait it out. He's playing the long game going, all right, come on now. You hollering at dudes in my face?
He's just sitting around waiting.
I thought this was my turn now. I thought I had a turn now. I thought last guy blew it, so I thought I had a turn now. That's what's going on. He's in love with you.
She's got a good guy friend who's in love with her, obviously. She's accepting advances from other guys, and her guy friend's going, you're a bad friend for doing that in front of me.
You letting dudes hit on you in my face?
Ugh.
Do you?
I don't get it. I get it because we've all been in situations like this.
Sure.
But man, he can't tell her who she can talk to. But is she being a bad friend by not acknowledging that he has all these feelings for her and she's just blowing him off?
A little bit.
If she's not going to date him.
If she's acknowledged the fact, or if he has acknowledged the fact that he has feelings, that he's trying, maybe she's just roping this friendship along. Because I'm not saying you have to be friends with somebody or you can't be friends with somebody who likes you. But if you're giving him little inklings and hints and you're keeping him around and wing-woman him, right? Because that's what's happening. He's being your wingman to your wing-woman situation.
Absolutely.
He's thinking he has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You got to flat out not go out with him. He's thinking he has a chance.
Sarah and McGuanago is saying, not the jerk. You can do what you want. Sounds like your friend has a thing for you. Well, no, he definitely does, it sounds like.
Let me ask, do you think he's paying for stuff? You think he's buying her drinks? Do you think he's, you know, also taking care of...
Oh, are you saying if he's doing that, then she is leading him on?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, that's where the issue is.
He's investing a little bit. You're going out saying, my guy friends comes out with us, and I'm sure you guys are buying each other drinks, but him mentally, he's going, I'm courting. I'm courting right now. I'm playing
the
game.
She gave a guy her number.
And he's going, I've been buying you drinks. I've been, you know, whining and dining, arguably, quote unquote, even though we're just friends. He's trying to get out the friend zone. My man is trying to climb.
Oof. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for talking to any guy I want when I'm with my guy friend? It should say, when I'm with my guy friend who loves me.
Yeah.
Who loves me.
Who's in love with me.
Who's in love with
That's
me.
That's a very important caveat that she was trying to leave out to
this
not.
This is so many friends. Yeah. Where one side, a lot of times we see this, it's very rare men and women are friends and one side does not like the other. Like, let's be real, DZ, you know what I'm talking about.
I have a group of friends from my childhood that from when we were like 5 years old, all of our family used to hang out together, right?
Yeah.
We all knew these two, well, one young lady was in love with one of our homies, right? Mm-hmm. And you could just see it in her eyes. She always looked different. To this day, we are all convinced that she is still in love with that homie.
No way.
And both of them are in different relationships with different people. If we were to come all together in like a little like hoorah family reunion,
no way.
We would all stand in this awkwardness of y'all, she still love you. We can all see it.
Oh, God.
We can all see it. And they never dated.
Stop.
They were always too close. They were always just friends. And she has always been in love with him, guaranteed. I put my right hand on it, man. There was the one that got away, if you will.
Wow.
I'm telling you what happens.
Oh, it does happen. It actually does. All right, 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for talking to any guy she wants when she's with her guy friend who's in love with her? It sounds like, to me, and like, duh, of course she's not the jerk, but this is tricky because this is a good friend of yours who you know has feelings for you, and you can't just dismiss that.
It's a little bogus.
You have to acknowledge your friends.
It's a little bogus. It feels like she even left it out of the writing on purpose because we can all tell he's in love with you.
We know he's in love with her. That's pretty odd. If he's telling her who she can and can't talk to, he's in love with her. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We didn't really give her a name, which is always the funnest part of Am I the Jerk lately, but she wants to know if she's the jerk for talking to any guy she wants when she's with her guy friend who's in love with her. We added that last part, by the way.
Well, because she left it out on purpose, in my opinion. He's definitely in love with her.
She did. Lauren's in Watertown, though. We're going to start with her this morning. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, I changed my mind.
What? Lauren, you can't Midwest it.
Are you kidding me? In the middle of the segment, you changed your mind?
What now?
Girl, I'm working here. Do you mind?
I thought about it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, so you ain't think about it before you called when you were listening. You had to wait till you called?
What do you mean?
Lauren, you're Midwest. Oh, you're so Midwest.
Oh, my God. Midwest, nice. So, okay, what?
Well, I think part of it is, like, I feel like you guys said, some things are missing. Like, did they have the conversation where he actually told her, you know, that he's in love with her?
True. Okay. We don't know. We don't know.
But I don't know.
He said, wait, she wrote in this, and he proceeded to call me a bad friend for not acknowledging his feelings. Oh, that he said she couldn't talk to the guy?
What are the feelings, though?
Which is the same thing as I'm in love with you. Give me a break.
Do you just not like the guy?
If she's single, just like if anyone's single, they technically have the right to speak to anybody they want.
Okay, so obviously. Jerk or not the jerk? You haven't even said which way you're going.
Yep, I'm saying not the jerk because there's some info that I would need to know.
More details.
In order to say jerk.
Okay, well, but what info would you need to know to say jerk? Because you were originally about to say jerk.
She knows her friend's in love with her. What more do you need?
What more do you need?
Well, she didn't put that, though, in the...
She
in
said,
her.
Quite obvious.
Lauren, thank you for calling. You need to be more decisive if you're going to call in for Am I the Jerk. But have a nice day, Lauren.
We
love
appreciate you still.
What
love,
the hell?
Bye. She
thank
started
you for
saying
managing,
jerk.
Thank you for managing that because I'm the one swinging and DZ comes in behind me all nice.
She started saying jerk and then up and goes, we're going to switch it though because Midwest, I don't want to feel bad for saying jerk. She was about to say jerk.
Give me a break. Okay, go to Brittany in Milwaukee.
Didn't have to say it, bro. We all know he's
in
love with her.
People try to call in for this segment. They're like, well, I'm like, don't call in if you don't have an opinion. This is a moral dilemma and we need opinions.
We're
okay?
The only ones that get to be on the fence, not you.
Yeah. Brittany in Milwaukee, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so you switching sides too?
No, but her son Michael's going to tell us which way they're going. Which way? Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Oh, and because? Why?
She has her own free will. She can talk to whoever she wants to. If you're just going to sit there and not make your move.
Genius. If you're going to sit there and not make your move.
A 12-year-old's having to school an adult right now.
And he's
Look
talking
at that.
To you, my guy.
Look at that.
Mr. Ain't made no moves. He sounds like a man that's making moves every single day. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. I like that. He's right. He's like, the guy's not making moves. He's just telling her what she can and can't do. And that's not how it works. He's not in charge of her.
And being petitious about it, going, hey, listen, you can't talk to that guy. Says who? Says why? Mm-hmm. What you gonna do about it?
And okay, so what if it was a brother who said, you can't talk to that guy? I'd still be like, and?
Well, if it's your brother.
Oh, that's different?
Well, yeah.
Because what if that guy is not in love with you and he's filling in a brother? I don't believe that he is. I think he's in love with you. But what if he's trying to be like a brother and saying, well, you can't talk to that guy and you're not acknowledging my feelings and it's a brother-sister? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Because the real brother was there, right? From the story, the real brother was there and the real brother said nothing. If real brother had an issue, then we're talking differently because I think family looks out for you in a different way,
true.
Naturally, right?
True.
Off rip.
True.
Somebody's going to look out for your best interest when they're blood related to you and got no romantic tie to you. Buddy over here might, and probably does, got some romantic ties to you.
Well, Michael's on point. He's like, he didn't make a move.
No moves.
She can talk to whoever she wants.
No moves, no jerk.
You're going to be just fine in life, Michael. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Later, man.
Bye, guys.
Smart kid. Good kid, too. You can just tell.
And you can tell school's back in session because now we're hearing from people we haven't heard from all summer, like Sarah in Kenosha.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Dust off the theme songs. They're coming back. They're coming back.
That's right. We're back.
Woo! We're back. Morning.
Hi. In the school parking lot, running late to go in just to talk to you guys.
Oops. Thank you, Sarah. We love you. Sorry.
Not. Anything for you guys.
I would have let you go first if I had known. I'm sorry. But
that's
anyway,
okay.
Jerk or not the jerk for talking to any guy
I'm
she
glad
wants.
I got to hear a wishy-washy first caller. Make up your mind.
Lauren.
Lauren.
We still appreciate you.
Yeah,
Lauren. just kidding, Lauren. Just kidding.
We got a rib.
All right. Which way? Jerk or not the jerk?
Jerk.
Burn?
Yes.
Jerk.
Because what if he did already make his move?
And she ignored it?
They're not a match, fine. Mm-hmm. But he still has these feelings, and she knows it, and now she's rubbing it in his face. Mm. Like, yeah, I gave you a chance, and I don't like you, so I'm going to show you that I can like somebody else.
Or I didn't give you a chance, and now I'm still hitting on these other dudes, even though I know you love me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is bogus.
Also rude.
You got to give that man time to kind of, like, you know, get over you. And if that means y'all aren't hanging out, bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Sarah.
You know, I haven't had... You know, it's been so long. In fact, I don't know if I've ever had a guy friend in love with me that just followed me everywhere. What a problem to have.
You know what? I don't think I have it.
But now that I'm thinking about it, Sarah, I'm like, damn, why doesn't this happen to all of us?
It's about time I get one, though. Let's get some attention around here.
Amen. Where's the guy friend following me around in love with me? Right? He's telling me who I can and can't date.
Allie said, this is the issue I wish I had.
How do I get one of these?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, Sarah, thank you for keeping it real and saying jerk this morning.
Anytime.
All right, get into school. We love you. Right. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Wow. I thought she was bringing the broom.
I did. It's still not the jerk, though, because the first two were not the jerk, and then Sarah was jerk.
Did her thing.
Dang.
I love 10 toes, though. She was decisive and said, I don't care what everybody said, even though Lauren switched sides, still saying jerk.
Not the jerk for talking to any guy she wants, even when she's with her guy friend who's in love with her that we added at the end.
Yeah, definitely in love with you.
Ready to give away tickets to Six Flags Great America?
Yes. I'm so closely related to Six Flags. It's burned a, burned a memory in my soul.
You grew up in Gurnee, for crying out loud. I mean, if you aren't... Didn't you say you had season passes?
Middle school and high school, I went to school in Gurnee, Illinois, and I had a season pass for all of them years.
Well, it's Fright Fest time. So we're going to be giving people four passes to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America, and you're going to be qualified, get this, for a 2026 season pass. So one of the winners from this week is going to get four season passes for the whole year on top of the Fright Fest tickets. And by the way, you can buy your 2026 season pass during the MVP sale, which is available online now through September 1st. Oh, wait, that doesn't make any sense. September 1st does not make any sense. It is September 1st.
it is. Never mind.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I'll talk to somebody about that one.
Yeah. Maybe it's October. Maybe they mean October.
They must have meant October. Thank you, DZ. Thank you.
We'll get it corrected. But what you are doing is winning four tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest and qualified for the passes.
Dude, what's your favorite core memory of Six Flags? Because,
my favorite core memory is how
Is there a ride or something you used to do? You and Aaron both grew up right by Six Flags.
Yeah, my favorite core memory is just being there. All of the in and outs, the people, the fact that you can hear Six Flags. I used to fall asleep to the sound of roller coasters because Six Flags would be open. My favorite core memory is just living there, just hearing the roller coasters.
Nice.
Aside from that, I mean, I spent way too much time there. Another place, like 7 Mile Fair. I know every square inch of that spot.
Yeah.
I can't get lost.
It's just how you know.
Can't get lost.
I found the correct date, September 14th.
14th. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
Woosa.
414-533-1037. You are going to get four tickets to Six Flags Great America Fright Fest tickets. Let's say caller 30 right now, 414-533-1037. We got Heather in Franklin. Let's talk to her. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. It is officially spooky season, Heather.
Morning.
We're here. Hi.
Good morning.
Do you have any decorations out yet?
I may or may not have a few decorations out right now.
You can say may and do.
It.
It's okay now. It's
admit
okay.
It. What
it's
do you okay. got? We're giving away Fright Fest tickets. You can admit it.
I actually have a cookie jar that is Stitch in his Halloween costume. And I got him yesterday. So.
Oh, so you really about that life celebration. She said it's a new one, too.
Well, Heather, you officially have won four passes to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America.
Awesome.
Whoa, have you ever been to Fright Fest or Six Flags?
Mm-hmm.
I have been to both, yes.
Fun. Nice. So you know how good it is. You and DZ could reminisce with those core memories.
That part.
Yes, yes.
Well, not only are you hooked up with four passes to Fright Fest, but now you're qualified to win those four season passes at the end of the week. And like I said, you can buy those season passes right now through September 14th, available online, the MVP sale, if you don't win them like Heather did.
Or you could try to be like Heather tomorrow. But
exactly.
That's on y'all, man. Y'all might not be as cool. We'll
Heather,
see.
You're good, though. Enjoy your passes, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Somebody will be in touch.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. So there you go. Another chance tomorrow, same time, for those Fright Fest tickets.
And she's qualified for season passes. And it's not like season passes that are going to be done at the end of the season. It's
right.
For next year, y'all.
Yes, 2026. All year. Correct.
And they
right. That's important to point out that they go through next year, not just like the end of this year. Yeah.
And in most cases, mm-hmm. they might just say, screw it. Go ahead and keep coming whenever you want.
Well, and this is a good.
If you up and go do the season pass for this year, they might.
Say
might.
Come. The cool thing is these are good stocking stuffers or Christmas Perfect. Gifts because then they start in January and you can buy them now for the sale through the 14th. Yeah, makes
and
sense.
Now they do so many different things. They do Christmas mm-hmm. lights through there. They'll do different little events when the grounds are closed technically in off season times mm-hmm. when you can't run the roller coasters.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of little stuff going on there. Yeah. The grounds are nice. Six Flags be trying. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to talk about how I got a basketball hoop here and Owen and I are bonding over it, but I want to talk about something way better. We're going to talk about the basketball hoop another time.
Okay.
We have got to talk about Phillies Karen. You know who I'm talking about.
From the baseball game?
Let's give us 2 minutes to grab some water and coffee, and then we have got to talk about the chick that took the ball from the kid this weekend.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, I don't know what to say at this point because it was circulating pretty hard this weekend.
Oh, I'm not a big baseball guy, and I saw this everywhere.
I mean, could she have had more of a Karen haircut?
No.
Could she have had more of a... No, I cannot.
That was freshly Karen'd.
We have to discuss next because I have some thoughts, and some people don't think she did anything wrong.
Yeah, some people don't understand baseball.
They don't.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about Phillies Karen. We have to discuss next. Hold on. Girl, get a new haircut and a new attitude. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
You're lucky you got Miss ID'd.
Girl!
So my soul, you lucky you got Miss ID'd.
She is lucky, man. If you didn't see Phillies Karen this weekend, 103.7 Kiss FM taking the ball from the kid with the real Karen haircut, DZ. I mean, she not only had a Karen haircut, but it was so like obvious. She can't hide with that haircut because it was this bright, like white, and then the dark.
Undercut. Yeah, she permeated the stereotype a little harder. And
yeah.
You know, we try to avoid stereotypes. She didn't do no favors.
She did not help herself. So if you did not see it at this point, I don't know what to tell you. You're living under a rock. You got to Google it because there is this woman who was, they were at this, the Phillies game.
The Phillies versus the Marlins.
But they
yeah.
weren't in Philly. They were in Miami, I believe. They were in Florida.
Was it a Florida
I think
game?
They were in Florida. Not important.
Oh, yeah. It was in Miami. You're right. It was
in
Miami.
It's not really important what stadium they were in. But
no.
Basically, a ball goes into the stands like a lot of home runs do.
Home run ball got smacked into the stands. And outfield.
It lands, from what I see on the video, on the ground in the stands. And like everyone does in the stands, it's a free for all then.
Whoever grabs it.
Unless you had it in your hands, it's a free for all.
And even if it touched your hands and if you don't catch the ball,
mm-hmm.
it's a free game ball.
Totally.
It didn't even hit in her row. The ball hit in the row
in front of her. Thank you.
Technically, Mr. Drew Feltwell's row, because all he did was walk 6-7 seats across. From
is that
where
the
he
guy?
Was sitting.
His name I don't is, know his name.
His name is Drew Feltwell.
The dad or the kid?
The dad.
The dad is named Drew. Okay.
Drew.
Well, I saw it, and then I saw... So the dad runs over, grabs it, and then puts it in his son's glove.
And they have a beautiful little moment of embrace mm-hmm. where he's like, oh, here you go, son.
But the Karen...
Short-lived.
Who we still don't know her name, how she has not been identified yet. They've tried to identify her. Everyone's gotten it wrong, though. She mm-hmm. doesn't work for a school district. That's not true.
Correct.
The school district was like, that's not...
That
we don't
her.
Know her. So it's weird that nobody's identified. Maybe they're scared for her safety at this point, which I get. But yeah, we don't know who she is. She then goes over and grabs. She put her hands.
She put her hand on that
you
man.
You can't put your hands, even if you're, she grabs him and he's like, you can see he's like, whoa,
he's
whoa,
like, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa. The fact that she touched him alone is so out of line.
I want to tell you something. I think
had a man done that, it would have been over.
Different.
It
would have
been over.
I think he knew she was on his tail. And that's why he like overreacted, like the whoa, 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 whoa moment. Like,
oh, I don't think so.
I think he heard her yelling, "Hey, hey, hey, you stole that!" Because then she walks up, grabs him by the arm, rips him over, and goes,
You took that from me. That was in my hand.
Well, we don't even need conspiracy theories because we can see it on for our own.
Have you seen the different angles of video?
Yes,
you can hear her
yelling at him from the other side.
I suspect that he heard her coming up hot. Hey, you. Hey, bleep bag.
Either way, the point is, what did she do something wrong? And the answer is hell yes. And the 100%. Fact that she did it on camera in front of a stadium and then stood her ground. And then did you see the videos after it ended where she's giving people the middle finger? Everybody in the stands is yelling
booing at her,
and she's walking around giving people the middle finger because the dad ended up giving her the ball. He basically took the ball from his son and gave it to the woman and said, here you go.
Please leave us alone.
The good news is it all worked out for them because the Marlins then brought him back and let him sign a bat for this little kid, and the whole thing was just really crazy.
He had an awesome interaction. They had their promo people bring him, I'm pretty sure, a new glove or something in the stands. Then after the game, they brought him back, got him a signed bat and all that. He got pictures. He got galore. He got everything that baseball wouldn't have given him.
It was unreal to watch. And then watching the internet try to identify this woman, I can't believe she thought that it was what was she thinking?
It was her entitlement thinking that the ball was hers because it touched her fingers. Maybe, but it's a free game ball. She said, since it hit right in front of me, that's my ball. This is my area.
I know Carl in Indy has been dying to talk to us about this yesterday. He was messaging me going, I hope you're going to talk about this. So I know he was going to call in 414-533-1037. Oh, I see other people calling in too. You can always text or call. Natalie in Menominee Falls is saying she was a school admin. Everything I've read is saying that is not true, Natalie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even the school district was saying that wasn't true. They were like, we don't know this woman and she does not work for us.
As far as I know, she's mis-ID'd.
She's mis-ID'd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Or they're hiding it.
Hi, because for her safety. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim, you want to talk to us about the Phillies Karen lady?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of awful there.
Crazy, right?
Kind of.
I couldn't believe it.
That was crazy watching that. I mean, I've never seen an adult take a ball from a kid. And then she was
entitled. Stood 10 toes on business and said, I don't care what y'all got to think. And some of the internet is defending her going, well, it technically hit in her area. Those are people that don't understand how the event of baseball goes and what you actually do. You have to catch the ball in your hands. Yes. It's got to be gripped tight for it to be considered mine?
I can't believe she was saying, it's mine, it's mine. She really thought it was hers.
As long as it's on the ground, it's fair game.
Well, and what if, let's say Tim and DZ, so the ball, let's say I accidentally grabbed it and then it slid out of my hand. Still not mine, is it?
Still not yours.
Still not mine.
Ball got to be secured.
Right. Yeah.
Ball has to be secured. I've seen videos of a man just catches a home run ball. He's celebrating, super ecstatic. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. He doesn't realize the ball flopped out of his hand mid-celebration. It rolls over to another guy who yanks it, throws it in his pocket. Done. He realized 2 seconds later, where's the ball? Where's the ball? That ball is gone, Bobby. If you don't secure that, that's not your ball.
Well, and you know what? We caught a shirt, and did we caught a jacket at a Bucks game. Mm-hmm. Remember that? I remember when Owen and Hudson, one of them caught a shirt, and it landed on the ground, and then they ran and got it. And if anyone tried to say that's mine, it would have been on.
It's
dude.
Free
I'd be
game.
Like, no, it's free game. He got it off the ground, and I don't care if it landed in your seat. It's his.
So had the guy next to the – had it not been Mr. Drew who picked up the ball for his kid, had it been the guy in the green shirt, or had it been her even that picked up the ball, could anybody else in that zone have tapped her and been like, wait. I technically got this assigned seat. Since it hit in this seat, this is my ball. Give me the ball.
No.
She would have fought that. She would have fought that the whole night.
Well, even how it landed in front, I don't know why she – why did she think that was her ball?
She had to climb a rope.
I didn't understand why she thought that was hers.
Because it hit near her.
I missed it.
I guarantee you she laid a finger on it. She scraped it. She touched the laces.
And then was like, that's my ball.
She could feel the stitches and went, it was mine.
Well, and then she felt entitled because she was saying, well, the dad, she was in her mind taking it from an adult.
Yeah.
But she was taking it from a kid
She knew she was taking it from a kid.
She was messed up. Okay, Tim, you know what? We didn't let you get one word in, but.
Tim been agreeing,
no,
though.
No, I agreed with everything that was said.
Tim. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Call again, okay?
All right. right. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Tim just brought the energy.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. All the lines are ringing. I mean, we should just talk to these people next. 414-533-1037. We're talking about Philly's Karen and the whole situation. We're going to discuss next. Hold on. It's hard not to talk about Philly's Karen this morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. Because watching her rip that ball, or actually, she didn't rip the ball. The father gave it back to her. After he put it in his son's glove, he went, here, take it.
Dad showed an immense amount of restraint because he was just like, you know what? I'm not, nope, not dealing with this. You're not worth this headache for me at this moment.
Well, some people thought, did you see what the dad said?
It was for his birthday.
He did
for
an
the
interview.
Kids. Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. He did an interview with like a Philly station or something. And he basically said he was trying to avoid a confrontation in front of his kid. Mm-hmm. So he thought, I'm going to show my kid how to de-escalate instead of escalate. And I'm going to give the ball back and handle it correctly. So it was nice when somebody from the team came up and gave him a gift bag, gave the little kid a gift bag, and then they brought him back to meet one of the players, and he got a signed bat. So they
won in the end. They went above and beyond to make sure that the kid's experience was corrected because it looked terrible on screen, and it was caught on camera for TV.
So
millions of people saw it.
Well, Brendan's in Milwaukee. Brendan, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Well,
Karen,
in that haircut, you can't make it up. Philly's Karen.
I'd be at the salon this morning if I had to cut, I swear.
She has to be re-dyeing it and cutting it to hide. She has to be.
It was a textbook Karen cut, for sure.
A textbook. Perfect way to say it, Brendan. Textbook.
What were you thinking? Did you watch it live, or did you see it back like I did?
I saw it back. So a couple of my buddies who are pretty into baseball, we had a group chat going, and my friend's like, man, did you guys see this? This was like right after it happened.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I'm like... I watched it. I'm like, oh my gosh! Like she went and touched the guy. Like that's crazy.
The fact that she put her hands on the dad.
That's assault, bro.
That like, is it's one crazy. Thing to like be at a game and look at someone, you know, call him an a-hole or something. You know?
Like that was my ball
down,
guy. No,
but
she
to
chased
walk
him.
Over him down and grab his arm. Him.
Yeah, I was like, wow, if you reverse that situation, reverse the genders, like,
never.
Oh my gosh.
Never.
Brendan, he's not making it out of the building.
He's not making it to his seat.
Or put two women in, or two men, even. Even if it was a man grabbing a woman, let's let a woman grab a woman, like, and see what...
It reacts just, differently.
It's so messed up, and it was so entitled, without a doubt.
But again, the dad, father, Drew Feltwell, he was feeling pretty well at that point, because he said, listen, let me de-escalate, let me show this young man my son... Mm-hmm. How to be correct in the world. And I mean, hats off to him, because that wouldn't have been me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that was for sure an ultimate dad move. Like, he showed his son what good character looks like, and I hope that, you know, long-term his son reflects back on that and is like, hey, my dad knows how to de-escalate things. He knows how to hold it down, you know, even on national television.
Yeah,
like,
He did it.
He didn't even know he was on national TV. He was just showing his boy how to be a good man.
Imagine the next day realizing you're everywhere on the internet because some woman grabbed you. I mean, watching her. Oh, I'm getting mad watching
you're getting
her.
A job promotion.
Putting her hand on him. Okay, thanks for calling,
Brendan.
You have a good day.
No problem. You too.
Later, man. Peace.
Bye. Zeke is in Milwaukee. He wants to chime in as well. We're talking about Philly's Karen, who went viral after she basically demanded a home run ball from a father and son. The father grabbed it, put it in the son's glove, and then she ran over and put her hands, she grabbed his arm and started yelling at him, saying it was her ball, and he eventually gave it back to her to de-escalate.
You took it out of my hands!
Zeke.
No, he didn't.
Did you see this, Zeke?
No, I haven't seen it. I was just listening to it.
What?
Bruh.
Oh my gosh!
Philly's Karen. That's all you gotta search. Philly's Karen. I'm talking about the ball hits in the row in front of her. Not even her row, Papa. Not even her row. And so everybody, you know how baseball goes. Free for all.
Everybody runs for it.
Five people reach for it. My man Drew got it. Walks over to his kid, puts it in his glove, hugs him and goes, mwah, I love you, son. Right? 2 seconds later, Miss Karen goes, my ball.
Right. I'm telling you, as he's hugging his son, celebrating the ball, Karen grabs this guy's arm and starts yelling at him. It's crazy.
She straight interrupts the moment. Yeah. Straight interrupts the moment of like the father-son hug of like this home run baseball for your birthday. I told you you were going to get one.
Listen, you're going to die when you see her haircut, Zeke. You're going to die. Please go Google it and then text us.
And then
you're
come
gonna
back.
Die. You're going to die.
Brendan said it was textbook Karen cut and he did not lie.
And shame on her. Now she's ruining hoops for everybody. She got hoops on.
Man.
I'm a hoop girl. Girl, stop ruining stuff. Get out of here.
I even like the way that haircut looks. I like the Karen haircut. Why you got to define it so poorly?
Not anymore.
Not no more.
Well, go watch it and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, I think she was overexcited.
Oh, maybe a little overexcited.
Zeke, watch it. And you're going to call back and be like, never mind. I take back what I said. Never
Matter of fact, Zeke, we're going to put you on hold. Watch it right now.
Bye, Zeke.
Later, man.
We're going to put you on hold.
I did. Watch it.
All right, let's finally go to Ariana in West Dallas. Last but not least, I'm trying to read all of your texts, by the way.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Somebody
happy
said
happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday. Oh, Taylor in Brookfield texted it and said, as someone who has had a ball ripped from my hands at a Pittsburgh Pirates game, it sucks. The ball was the kids.
The ball was the kids.
Yeah, it was. Ariana girl.
Oh, don't even get, I saw you posting it on Facebook that you were going to talk about
it's
it. I was
story.
Like, I'm going to chime in.
Yes, girl. Yep. How could I not? I put it in my story and I said on Facebook and Instagram, I said, we will be talking about this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. How can we not?
Mm-hmm. I swear, that lady, that dad has so much patience, because if it was me, you don't have patience, Allie, but if it was me, that lady would have it ripped. I promise.
There is something to having to keep it together in front of your kids and like remembering they are children. And even if you want to get upset,
they're impressionable.
I'm glad the dad de-escalated, because we learned what happened. You do the right thing, which is he just went, you know what, I'm going to de-escalate, not cause a scene, not
Take
cause any more trauma for my kid. And then it all worked out. The kid got brought backstage, you know.
And it's funny because my kids and me were watching the video and they told me, they're like, Mom, that's such a Karen. I'm like, I don't even know what a Karen is.
So who taught y'all? Who put y'all long game on a Karen? Wait. I mean, you're not wrong, but who showed you what a Karen was?
I swear. No, but I do, like, I honestly, if it was my kid, like, you know, like, keep it together. But honestly, that woman has no heart, no nothing. I swear, if people see her on the streets, I hope they flip her off. That's it.
Oh, I bet they do.
She probably feels salty, though, after he got, like,
she was the whole giving the finger. She was giving the finger to everybody in the stadium. And it was so uncomfortable. Like, I was watching the videos that people were posting when after they were off camera, like, people in the stadium got, and she's still screaming at people. And holding up, like, she's still yelling at people, like, yeah, I'm in the right. And I'm like, you are so whack.
You're so wrong. You don't even know.
It's so, hope you enjoy watching that back on TV. She's going to need therapy, man.
I can almost guarantee you she's
going to have to go to Canada or something, because they're all going to know her here.
Jokes aside, I don't think she's at work today.
No way.
Jokes aside, I don't think she went to.
She probably doesn't have a job if she's that entitled.
Oh, my God.
Anybody disagree?
No.
Nope, nobody's arguing.
If you don't disagree, stay silent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't know where Mike in Waukesha is, but I texted his friend this weekend.
You texted him?
I did.
Finally?
Finally.
You let the matchmaker make you a match?
I did. I said Mike would be so proud because Mike in Waukesha called in and said he had a buddy for me. He wanted to hook me up.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the guy's number, and I can't believe I blindly texted the guy.
Wait, you don't know what he looks like?
Not really, no.
What?
I think I know what he looks like.
I was going to say a picture or something?
That's why, who was texting me? Was it Ariana in West Dallas was messaging me this weekend going, did you get a picture yet? I'm like, I did not. How do you say send me a picture of yourself?
Just like you said it to me. Send me a picture of yourself.
Well, it's my turn to write back because we've been texting. But
Wait. Okay.
How do I say send me a picture?
Just like that. Hey,
he's obviously seen me, I'm assuming.
Assuming.
Because Mike in Waukesha is one of our callers. He called in and said, hey, I want to hook you up with my buddy. Trust me, this guy's amazing. He's not on social media, but he's a great guy. He's a working man. He works with me. And he's really tall, and he's just a nice guy. So technically, I thought I saw him on Facebook through like his ex-wife's account, but I don't really know. So it's all like, and it was an old picture because they've been divorced so long that like I had to go so far back that I don't even know if that's what he looks like anymore.
Yep. Don't even know if it is technically him or not.
Right. So we were texting, and I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, we got to know what he looks like.
Big time. I mean, it's not going to change it, is it?
Yes. What? Are you kidding me?
It's totally going to change it.
Like, if there isn't, like, physical attraction, there's little chance that the emotional attraction is going to come later.
Right.
I hate when people go, oh, I'm not attracted to the physical. Yeah, you are. We all are. We have cues that let us know whether we are attracted. Now, do your physical attractions change?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Now, some people might only be attracted to one type of individual.
Mm-hmm.
But for most people, they vary, right?
Yeah.
The flavors that you like, if you will, and for the however you want to explain
well,
it.
Well, I mean, do you feel like, it's funny because they say, like, you look at couples and you go, oh, they're a match. And then you look at other couples, you're like, man, he must have an amazing personality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You what they call it? You outkicked your coverage, I've heard
yes,
it be called.
Yes, that's a nice way to say it. Because what's this Shrekking dating trend you got going on? I want to talk about this because I am now, you know, I'm texting with this guy. I have no idea what he looks like.
Mm-hmm. And we need to find out because you might be Shrekking, Allie.
What does that mean?
It is a new trend. And this, to me, is actually a tinge disrespectful.
Okay.
But the trend is saying that Shrekking means you are basically dating somebody who you're not attracted to normally in hopes that this person will treat you better than the people you've been having bad luck with in the past.
So wait, I thought maybe you had feelings for them and that you just can admit you're way better looking than them. No, this is intentionally dating someone who is not attractive, in your opinion, hoping they'll treat you better because they're not getting all the attention or what?
It's some backdoor way of, lowering your standards, if you will. It's not saying you're not going to possibly become attracted to them, but it's saying I normally wouldn't date XYZ.
Mm.
I normally wouldn't date somebody shorter than me.
Yeah, there's one.
Shrekking for you would be dating a Lord Farquaad. Literally, you get a Lord Farquaad in your life. If he just got his hair done, then you're in a sense Shrekking because you're now going for somebody who you would never in another world go for.
True.
Because they're not in your wheelhouse. You don't normally like shorter guys.
And I dated a shorter guy because he tricked me.
Shrekking doesn't mean they're uglier. Right? Because that's immediately what people think. Oh, you're a Shrek. You're ugly.
No, it just means...
It just means it's a lower standard than what you normally do. If
right.
you don't date nobody below 5'9", let's say, mm-hmm. you date somebody that's 5'7", that could be considered Shrekking for you.
Mm.
If you normally only date people with pearly white teeth
yeah.
and blue eyes...
Yeah.
You might date yeah. an Italian dude that's really hairy with brown eyes now.
I've said it before, all you short girlies who try to claim the tall guys, get out of my lane and get in your own lane. I was talking to a guy about this weekend. He goes, these women that say they're 5'4", who claim they won't date a guy under 6 foot. I go, screw those girls. They're out of their damn minds. I'm 5'11". Let me have the tall guys. Go get your own dudes.
You can't limit them though, bro.
Girl,
and you don't know what it is for somebody because
get
all
out of
it
my
is,
lane.
Even though it's a new trend term, they're not changing it. All it is lowering your expectations and standards for yourself.
Yeah.
It's saying, well, I'm not bagging the supermodel.
Yeah.
So let me go
well,
bag somebody
honest,
that makes more sense.
A lot of times the best looking people are the worst. I've dated some hot people and they were awful. Mm-hmm. They were horrible to me. And the people that were not hot were the nicest, if you want me to be honest. And then they grew on me and they were the most attractive anyway in the end because you get to know them and their personality. And you see them anyway. Better looking. You know what I mean?
It feels like Shrekking is meant to be disrespectful, but I think more people are going to end up finding their true love through Shrekking
mm-hmm.
because it's going to hopefully give people the ability to see past the BS and the superficialness because that's exactly it. The people mm-hmm. that look good usually got good treatment just because of their looks. So the people that didn't get treated so good
yeah.
normally treat the world better because mm-hmm. they know what it's like to be treated like trash.
Yeah, absolutely. Shrekking
might save the world. I mm-hmm. think Shrekking is the new trend, and just because
who dates the hot people then?
I don't know. I mean, they could just do
not
whatever
my problem.
They want.
I don't have that problem, but
I'm married, so the Shrekking has no effect on my life here. Mm. I was bringing this to the table
the
for
hot
you.
People can ruin each other's lives. That's that's what they can do.
Keep it to themselves. Who's going to decide
man.
Who's hotter?
Well,
but what would a Shrek trait look like for you? Because everybody's Shrek trait would be different. Oh, you Shrekking? What would it be shorter?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, shorter is a thing. Even though I have dated a guy shorter. One of my only relationships, he was shorter.
One of your only relationships? Oh, no, we've talked about this.
Yeah, because he tricked me, I said. Because she told me he was taller. And then I got to the date, and I was like, you're not 6 feet tall. You're
nah.
not even close, but okay.
You know, you ain't even 5'9",
and then he
my
grew
guy.
On me, and I was like, damn it.
Oh, he grew? Hey, well.
See what I mean? So it worked. But I was attracted to him physically. Like,
physically.
His face, I was like, oh, he's so cute. But I didn't know he was shorter than me. So it didn't matter, because at least I was attracted to his, to like, you know,
would
I
you
wanted
have,
to kiss him.
Would you have dated him had you known his true height before meeting him?
I told him I wouldn't have gone out with him had
Shrekking.
I known. He's like, you would have canceled? I go, I would have canceled.
Shrek you.
And he goes, you would have? I go, yeah. Uh-huh. And I meant that. Had I known he was like 5'9", I would have canceled. Good thing I didn't.
Good thing you didn't.
I mean, actually, we broke up and we haven't dated. It didn't last long, but you know what I'm saying,
but
you know?
You had a moment.
Yeah, I had a moment where I went, oh, I remember. I also dated a guy in my 20s in Milwaukee who I had zero interest in, and he grew on me, and he was not good looking, but we were friends, and he grew on me through our friendship, and I was like, oh, he's cute.
Shrekking,
same thing.
You date somebody.
Started with a friendship.
Who normally, yeah, you wouldn't mm-hmm. have any romantic inkling
totally.
Towards. Shrekking.
Yes, 100%.
What would a Shrek look like, bro? What's Shrekking for you?
I don't know. 414-533-1037. Natalie of Menominee Falls said, you need to watch Shallow Hal. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
It's classic what people look like and what they actually look like, you know?
Very much. I forgot about Shallow Hal as a movie. Gina.
Yeah.
I forgot about
classic.
Jack Black, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. No, Shallow
Tony
Hal is a
Robbins.
Great reference. Yeah, bro. That's a great reference point.
Somebody texted in and said, I've already done this and people still suck. They tried to date people uglier and it didn't work.
We'll call and tell us your story. How
yeah,
about that?
We'll talk to you next. Anna from Sherman Park, back up. Leave me and my 4'10" girls alone. We want them tall men. No, denied. It's obnoxious that you're asking for a 6 foot tall guy when you're 4'10", Anna.
5'8" is still tall for you, Anna.
5'6" is tall for you. Get a grip, dude. You can still wear heels.
5'4" is still tall for you, girl. Don't lie.
Fighting for the tall. Whatever.
Don't lie. You were tiny, Anna. You were little.
Like, it's ridiculous if you want a 6 foot tall guy.
If he's above 5 feet, he's tall for you.
I was saying all the shorty girls take my tall dudes, and I just don't appreciate it. But some of the tall guys like the short. short girls.
I was going to say, and I was just about to say, it's more the tall guys taking the shorty girls 100%. And being like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes. It's very nice when I meet a guy and he goes, I love your height. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
I was going to say, it is mostly guys normally going for the shorter girls.
Well, it can be emasculating for men, and it can, you know, you could flip it either way.
If you lack that self-confidence, sure. But what I was going to say, man, and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, Shrekking is only for women.
I agree with that, because men could never.
Men could never. You can't say, oh, I'm about to bag me a Fiona, you know what I'm saying?
Tell everybody what Shrekking is if they missed it.
Shrekking is when you purposefully date somebody below your standard. In the hopes that in return they treat you better than your type has in the past. Meaning you go for somebody uglier, quote unquote, or somebody shorter, somebody off center from your type in hopes that they treat you just better.
Somebody texted, and I have to say I married my Shrek 15 years strong. Don't diss the Shrek love. No. He's not Shrek. He's supposed to be hot once you fall in love with him. He's not Shrek anymore. Come on, don't say that.
You got to check yourself before you Shrek yourself, right? And sometimes the Shrekking works out for you.
Well, Chris is in Greenfield. We got two people on the phone in relationships, okay? I am going to try to process this. Hi, Chris.
Morning.
What up, y'all? Good morning. How y'all doing? Morning.
You ever heard of Shrekking?
I mean, I've heard of it actually being used, and I guess like an actual phrase, I guess you should say. I've never...
Like as a verb? It's what you do? Yeah. You ain't never heard of somebody getting Shreked?
And DZ's right. Yeah, we could never reverse it.
No, never. Never. Mean,
you guys remember back like Jersey Shore era with like the grenades?
The grenades?
Yes. I kind of see it somewhere in the same ballpark as that.
100%. Yes, that's 100%. It's like the tail end for the team.
And let me tell you something. They're jerks because those boys are not that fine. And they're not. Pauly D with his hair. I've seen him up close. Yeah, he's hot from like, he's like a Mona Lisa to me. Then you see him up close and you're like, ugh.
Oh, no. Aaron thinks he's handsome for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, they are just people and they don't get to make those distinctions about other people.
Totally.
They received crazy backlash. What Chris is talking about when you would, you know, call a girl a grenade.
Yeah.
That blew up because of Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. And the number of people that got disrespected by that, it's like getting called a Shrek.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Very similar. Great pull, Chris.
I feel like it's just like an ego stroke thing. Like, you know you're Shrekking somebody to appease your own insecurities. Like, if you know somebody is, you're better looking than the person you're trying to... then you're just trying to be secure in the fact of them, like, you know, might have past issues of cheating or anything like that.
So funny is you're making me think now about how women will write things in like the dating groups or online about how I gave a mid looking guy a chance and he screwed me over. Like, women will write stuff like that, you know, but that is also the ego saying, well, I'm so much better looking than him. How could he screw me over?
That shows how
shallow you are, really, if you go to that place in your mind. Going, I let a okay looking guy. Well, maybe you're not that good looking inside.
Maybe you're just okay looking yourself.
Maybe the okay looking guy got to know you and thought you were ugly.
Ooh,
and maybe vice versa.
UGLY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
You make as many trips to Sephora as you want, honey. It ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, it's like the grenade. Nah, great pull, Chris. Totally. It is 100%.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
You too, man. Bye. Love. Peace.
Let's go to Katie in Muskego and see what she thinks about the Shrekking dating trend. Hi, Katie.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
You're married. You're not single, at least.
No, I'm not single. Mm-hmm. We've been together going on 6 years.
Okay.
But he's actually 5 years younger than me. So my son, Mason, he's a 12-year-old. On the way this morning, he heard you guys talking about Shrekking. He goes, hey, Mom, my son's Shrekking. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, I don't know, this girl he's dating isn't really her type. She's more like a tomboy, but he's like, but their personality is really good.
Aww.
I know, I thought that was cute. And then he goes, aren't you kind of Shrekking with Vinny? Because he's 5 years younger than you.
Hey,
damn!
Like, whoa. Well, actually,
called me out.
No. Vinny would be Shrekking with you because you're older.
That's what I mean.
Actually, it'd be reversed. That's but 5 years is nothing when you're adults, please.
Well, for a kid, five years is a whole nother.
It's a lot when you're a kid. Yeah.
It's a different school
for
5 years.
Yeah. True.
So that was my point. Like,
he caught it.
That's funny.
Shrekking could be different things, whether even age.
And
I think age.
Let's show these boys that you don't have to be uber feminine and high maintenance. maintenance to be hot and attractive. I mean, the girls killing it in sports these days are just as hot when they take off their uniforms. And if you know what I'm saying, you should be turned on by how successful. Like, they want to do stuff with you. They want to do sports with you.
You got the tomboy-esque looking WNBA stars that will up and throw a bikini on the next day. And you're like, oh my goodness, you look drastically different. You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally.
People can look good in different arenas and different rooms. And
like,
it stands the same for men.
What's
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark, I saw her with her boyfriend.
Turned on by how successful.
Okay, can we turn her down? Can we turn her off? I'm sorry. You have to go, Katie. I don't know what's going on with you, but I can't think straight. Caitlin Clark, thank you. I saw her with her boyfriend the other day. And it's funny because you see her really much more masculine role usually when you see her every time. And to see her, you know, in that feminine.
She's a hardcore hooper.
In that feminine place with her boyfriend was interesting, you know? It was like different. And I was like, aw, look at them. So
no, to see them in a different world. But Shrekking?
I'm not doing it. Whatever that means.
Date somebody that's 5'5".
Absolutely not.
Try for the date. 5'5", 5'6".
Move on with your life, DZ. Never
5'7".
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fine, 412.
Stop. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's
up? Buenos dias. I cannot believe it. A miracle has happened in my household. I cannot believe it.
I don't even want to guess. No, I don't even want to guess. Just tell me.
There's
so
many there could have been.
So many miracles. I was like, did you fix that drawer finally?
No. I haven't fixed anything.
The
Are
cabinet?
You kidding me? Nope. I didn't fix that either. But we got a basketball hoop. Look out, everybody.
Ooh, wait. That's so much more interesting.
Thank you. My neighbors have decided they didn't want their basketball hoop anymore. So when I had asked them originally, because I had seen it sitting in the back of their driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, what you doing with that hoop? And they were like, oh, nothing, just saving it. And I go, okay, well, if you ever decide you don't want it or you want to sell it,
holla at me.
Hit me up. Because smart. Our neighbors have two daughters, okay? And they're close in age to Owen and Hudson, but they're into volleyball. That's their sport. They have decided volleyball is what they're going to do, and they are not doing basketball anymore.
They're
We've
out of
reached
hoop.
It. They hooped for a while. Now it's all volleyball.
Now they're living above the net in different ways.
So my neighbor Kira was like, well, I really thought like we'd play as a family, or when we have people over, we use it, and it's just been sitting there. And I go, I'll take it.
If you ain't gonna do nothing with it.
So it wheels over. It's clutch.
Oh, it's one of those?
Oh, it's so nice.
Those are so
you can
nice.
Lower it and lift it up. Oh, it's so nice.
Does it go up to 10 feet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it must.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
If their kids are athletically inclined.
No, go to 10 feet.
Yeah, it better go to 10 feet. And it wheels, which means it's got a base, which means you could either fill it with water or sand.
Exactly.
And it's
going to
be, ooh.
He's got it filled with sand. Yeah.
I can't wait till I can hoop.
Ooh. So I brought it over. So I went over and got it finally. And I said, Owen, because you know, Owen is 6'4 in eighth grade and he has zero interest in sports, which kills my soul.
Right
but
now,
I'm not going to, right now.
Right now. He's
but I'm
got
not
going to
force
interest.
Them. They had done rec ball for years. I have put them in baseball. We've done soccer. We've done basketball. We've done everything.
They've
okay?
got a base of sports. Just because they don't play actively doesn't mean they aren't familiar.
But they've gotten a dose of what team sports are like because I think that's important for discipline and
it
just
is.
Learning.
I agree.
So they don't want to do sports, fine. So I got the hoop, wheeled it over, and I thought, well, now there's no pressure because they're not playing sports. This is just for fun.
It is. It's just, you're just shooting the hoops. You're just around the house hanging out.
So I called Owen outside and I said, hey, I'm about to destroy you at horse. You don't want none of this. And he was like, what? And I made it fun. And he was like, let's go. And the next thing I know, the next night, Owen's outside asking me if I want to play.
Y'all trying to play horse?
Uh-huh. The next night, I'm like, you want to play? And then the other morning, I catch him out there. He's outside in the driveway. I can hear him dribbling.
In the morning.
Because we were getting ready to go somewhere on Saturday or Sunday. It was like early. We were just going to get breakfast or something. And he's out there dribbling. And I was like, oh, I remember. It brought back all these core memories. When I used to, in the garage, hit a tennis ball up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just bored out of my mind. I used to dribble the basketball. All the stuff we would do because we didn't have tech.
Oh,
we
no.
just figured it out,
well,
man.
Rather than just getting in the car and sitting there.
I would have sat there and shot hoops for hours.
Yep. He's doing a little boy thing too where he's finally like, he's like, oh yeah, the ball's right there. Just start dribbling, hanging out, hooping, bounce,
and
take a shot or two.
And he's competitive like me. So then when he wasn't getting it in, then it was like, well, I'm going to go again, you know? And I was like, yeah, keep
going. Shoot until you make it, guaranteed.
So
you don't leave on a miss.
So he kept shooting, and I'd be like, see what practice does? And then I started getting back into it, and I started remembering how much, I was like, basketball wasn't my sport that I loved playing. Mm-hmm. I did it because I'm 5'11", but I didn't love it. Swimming, I was a competitive swimmer. That was my number one sport.
Right.
But, you know, just seeing, like, it was still fun to shoot and play in, like, a fun way, not on, you know, in a competitive
no
setting.
Pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Basketball's fun like that.
And the thing is, sports are competitive. Regardless of how you feel about it, there is a winner and there is a loser.
Yeah.
It's just when you hyperfixate on the wins and losses is that it stopped being fun for a lot of people.
I could see that he was struggling with losing. Like, when I would beat him, I could see the ego and he would kind of be a poor loser. And I looked at him, I'm like, no.
You just gotta beat
you
me.
You got to beat me. And I was like, or that's it. But you cannot cry. You cannot throw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of sports. You win and you lose.
You win and
you're
you lose.
Losing right now. So if you want to win,
get better.
Yeah. It was perfect. And the best part was I had to Google how far away a free throw line is because I wasn't sure what the actual measurement is.
How many feet or whatever.
And so when I went back, it lined up perfectly to like the crack in our concrete. And I went, no way. I didn't even have to move the hoop. We have a perfect free throw line by the design right now. So it's just, I just had to share with everyone because I was so excited that I got a hoop and now Owen and I are bonding and maybe he's not going to play basketball, but he's at least going to have a little better motor skills and, you know, athletic ability and all these things.
At the very least, he's going to have something to be able to distract himself with. There is always a ball you could find somewhere and you can always shoot at something even if it's not an actual hoop. You could give yourself a target. This kid will forever be okay. okay. Mm-hmm. And it's, as soon as he discovers the game's cans, oh, man, it's going to be over because then you don't even need a hoop. You just need a ball.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and the other thing that I thought was really cool was, you know, like when you go, well, at least my kids wait for me all the time in the car. And I say, we're leaving. And then they go get in the car and they're waiting. And I'm inside making my water and changing the laundry. Mm-hmm. I love it that now he has something to do instead of just sitting there in the car waiting. He was out there shooting hoops now.
That's like, what I was meaning. That's what I meant when I said that. Rather than sitting in the car waiting for your parents, now you can go ahead, shoot a couple hooks, start dribbling a basketball around. Play me one-on-one real quick until mom gets outside. Play me to five. Play me to five. You might have some hoopers on your hands still.
Oh, that'd be
you
amazing.
You might.
Hudson's not showing much interest. But but I did make Hudson shoot with me yesterday, and he was like, well, that was kind of fun. I go,
Get some shots up. All of a sudden, he's going to be carrying the ball with him everywhere he goes. Mm-hmm. You never know.
I'm trying to do it fun. But if he doesn't want to play, fine. But the hoop's up, and we're bonding. So I had to share with everyone. Very good weekend for me.
It could at least, in the least, be a deterrent. Oh, you guys are arguing? Go play about it.
Yes.
We're not fighting inside the house. Go hoop.
Off both of their phones this weekend. It was hysterical. They were fighting. They were getting on my nerves. And I'd had enough. So I turned them off. And they got in the. They were like so upset. We were driving somewhere, and they're like, "What am I supposed to do in the car?" I go, "Talk to me."
Why not?
They were lost.
They ain't like it.
Lost. I loved every minute of it, though. Let me tell you, I'm like, "Talk to your mom." That's what. Whatever. So anyway, I'll give you the hoop when I'm done with it. Okay, DZ.
No, I don't need it. We're buying our own.
Oh, you got your own. Yeah, never mind.
We're buying our own. We're not waiting for you to be done with
it. Fine.
Yeah, I need the hoop at my house.
Okay, good. Get your own damn hoop. Thank you and goodbye. And thank you to my neighbors. Shout out to them. I bet they don't even know how much they helped my family dynamic with the hoop.
They will.
Something little like that.
They will soon. Mm-hmm. When them boys are out there fighting at midnight about hooping and who's winning this or who's getting that, they're going to know exactly. Dude, just sit back and watch it unfurl.
I will.
For real. I think it's great.
Aww. And plus, I'll play you next, DZ, with your bum knee.
Oh, now you want to hoop.
Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.